priests said not, "Where's the Lord?" And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit.
For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee.
Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, "I will not hear." This hath been thy manner from thy youth, and thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lover shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord.
This is a rebellious people, which say to the seers, "See not," and to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain, from his quarter. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts.
For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely.
Thus saith the Lord God, "Go ye, serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols." Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bore them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe to the crown of pride. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled. Woe to them that devise iniquity, and work evil upon their beds. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Woe to the idle shepherd that leadeth the flock. Woe unto their soul.
Woe unto us,